This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how to teach a very nice man to act like a vigilante. But first, how a TV show, or the lack of one, has helped throw out a woman's murder conviction. You may remember the case of Andrea Yates. She's the Texas mom who drowned her children in her bathtub several years ago. The case focused national attention on the issue of postpartum depression and psychosis. In fact, Yates pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, but a jury didn't buy it and sentenced her to life in prison. But yesterday, a three-judge panel in Houston threw out her conviction because of a non-existent episode of the television show Law and Order. I spoke earlier with Jeffrey Toobin. He's a staff writer at The New Yorker magazine. Jeff, what happened with this ruling? How does Law and Order figure into it?
Well, you know, it sounds like an episode of Law and Order, but it actually involves the TV show Law and Order. What happened here was the only defense in the case was insanity. And the prosecution's only expert on insanity was a famous forensic psychiatrist named Park Dietz. And in the course of his testimony, Park Dietz said in the guilt phase of the trial that he had been a consultant on an episode of Law and Order where a woman killed her children and beat the rap because she claimed insanity, and Andrea Yates may have seen that and used it as a model for her behavior. That was his testimony at the guilt phase of the trial. In between the guilt phase and the penalty phase, it was discovered that there was no such episode and that Dietz was completely wrong, and this implication was unfair. The judge presented a stipulation to the jurors in the penalty phase that this testimony was false, to ignore it, but even though that stipulation was entered, the appeals court overruled the conviction on the grounds that this was so prejudicial that there was no way to overcome it.
Well, what does this say about the role of entertainment media in jurors' minds, in that they would actually take seriously the contention that the person standing trial would look to a television episode to guide her actions?
You know, one of the things I learned when I was a prosecutor and subsequently as a journalist is that, you know, most of what ordinary people know about trials comes from entertainment. That is how most of us learn about the legal system. You know, the only right that most Americans are sure to know are the Miranda warnings, because everybody's heard them 1,000 times on cop shows. That is not at all surprising that a Law and Order episode would be something that would stick in jurors' minds.
And what else did the judges say about this case?
If you read between the lines, this was the kind of issue that if they really wanted to stick it to Andrea Yates, they could have ignored. This was an appeals court that was simply very uncomfortable with the verdict in this case. Andrea Yates, in any colloquial sense, was crazy. She was nuts. I mean, anyone who would do such a monstrous act and then call 911 on herself, as she did, had to be crazy. Now, under the legal definition of insanity, the jury found she did not qualify. But I think the appeals court was simply uncomfortable with the verdict and may have been looking for any route to get her a new trial. And I wouldn't be surprised if this ruling stands up on further appeal that there's some sort of plea bargain rather than another trial, because this was such a difficult and heartbreaking case, and the resolution, a life sentence without parole, sat wrong with a lot of people, including apparently these judges.
How unusual is it that this happened out of the Texas court?
This is extremely unusual, a ruling like this. As I think most people know, the Texas judiciary is one of the most pro-prosecution in the country, and murder convictions, much less murders of children, are almost never overturned. And I think the fact that this one was overturned on this bizarre ground involving this television show suggests that the appeals court was really just uncomfortable with the verdict as much as they were uncomfortable with the specific testimony by Park Dietz.
Jeffrey Toobin is a staff writer at The New Yorker magazine. He's also a senior legal analyst at CNN. And thank you, Jeffrey, for joining us.
My pleasure.
And this note, Yates' lawyers say they have no plan to seek her freedom because of the magnitude of the case, and that even if she is found not guilty by reason of insanity, she would remain confined and under the court's jurisdiction.